Okay, today we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Gittin, and we're up to Parak Vav, Mishnah Dalit. So the Mishnah tells us that when it continues to talk about Shluchim bringing a get, and it gets a little more complicated when the woman was married to a Kohen, because so long as she's still married, she's allowed to eat Truma. But as soon as we assume that she's divorced, she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. So Haveli Giti, if she said to a Shliach, bring my get, Ochelz B'Truma She'Gia Get Liada, since the guy is only Shliach Lahal Lacha and not a shliach lekabbalah, she can keep on eating truma with the assumption that she's still married to her husband until the get arrives in her hand. But hiskabeli giti, she says, I want you to be my shliach lekabbalah, which means as soon as you, the shliach, receive the get, I'm going to be divorced. Asur lech b'shum miyad. Then the second the shliach is out of sight, she already has to be choshish that maybe that guy received the get for her and she's divorced and she's not allowed to eat truma. Hiskabeli giti b'makom ploni. If a woman says, I want you to receive my get for me in a particular place, and then she said, you know, but he may not be there, and he might be somewhere else. So ochel b'truma ashiyagia get lo samakom. She could keep eating truma until there's enough time for the get to have arrived at that place, and then from that point forward, she has to assume that she might already be divorced. Because if she says the name of the place, and then this is what the Bar Tanur explains that if she says the name of the place, and then she says, but you might find him somewhere else. What she's trying to say is, you might find him somewhere else, but that place is where I want the get to be chal. So the guy, the shliach, would have to, wherever he receives the get, he's going to have to get to that place, and that's where it's going to be chal. So she's not actually divorced until it gets to that place. Rabbi Lezer also miyad. Rabbi Lezer says, no, us right away, because we assume that she's going to be divorced wherever the shliach happens to find the baal. They're going to be divorced. Okay, so now we move on to Mishnah Hey. Homer kiss we get a tenul ishti. A husband tells people, write a get and give the get to my wife, Gershua, or he says, divorce my wife. Kiswi Garasitsmula, write a letter and give it to her. That's enough of an instruction to write a get and to give it to the wife, because that's clearly what he is trying to accomplish. But if he says, Pitruha, I want you to pater her, parnasuha, I want you to give her parnasa, asula kanimus, do what's right by her, asula karaui, do the appropriate thing for her, lo amar klum, then that is not enough of an indication that he's trying to get divorced, and therefore they cannot write the get, they cannot deliver a get. Barishona hayu omrim, the chacham used to say, hayotze b'kolor, that if someone is being taken out in chains to be executed, v'amar kisvu get l'ishti, and he says, I want you to write a get for my wife, but he never said tenu, haray. They can not only write the get, they can deliver the get as well, because he was a little preoccupied, so he didn't think of formulating his words exactly precisely. But then the Chum said, even someone who's going out for a long journey by sea or by caravan, you know, through a desert, if he didn't say tenu, they can do that as well. They can give it as well, because he's just preoccupied with his journey. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer Af HaMasuka, not only that, even if a guy is very sick and he didn't say tenu, you could even give it then, because he's just so anxious that he forgot to say exactly the wording that he's supposed to say. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalit, we said that if a woman says, bring my get, she can eat truma if her husband's a kohen. She can eat truma until the get is in her hand. But if she says, receive my get for me, then she's not allowed to eat truma as soon as the shliach is out of sight. If she says, receive my get for me in a particular location, but you might find my husband somewhere else, so then it's a machlokas. The Tanakhama says she can still eat truma until the get has time to arrive, till the shliach has time to arrive at the originally specified location. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, she might be divorced right away, because the location obviously doesn't really matter to her. Then in Mishnah Hey, we said that if a man says, I want you to write a get and give it to my wife, or he says, Girshuha, Kiswi Gerasu Tunula, so then you can write the get and deliver it to the wife. But if he uses a more vague expression, like Patrua, Parnasua, Sula Kanimas, Sula Kura'ui, that is not enough to go on to write and deliver the get. Now, the Mishnah Rishona used to say that if a guy was being taken out to be executed, and he says, write a get for my wife, and he never said give it, they're allowed to give it as well. But then they said, they expanded that category, not only for someone being going out to be executed, but even someone who was going on a long journey across the sea or across the desert, or the Rabbi Shimon Shazuri even expanded it to even someone who is deathly ill. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav.